my process of creating works like this. I have an experience, and that experience takes me through all my other experiences I've had, and I find these connecting points. Once I do that, I kind of think about, how does that connect me to people? As an artist, I work a lot, and it's not just physical work, it's a lot of mental work that goes into the pieces. And it's like I'm on this emotional, archaeological dig a lot of the time. I'm searching for how can I say what I feel. And that's hard to do, to translate it. So this piece, Keys to Success, this typewriter is a typewriter that my grandmother had forever. You have to do the work to write your own story. And the typewriter represents that for me. Like those hammer keys, you can just see them going. There's a certain amount of strength you have to get it done. And when you do make a mistake, you have to actively correct it. It's not a backspace. There are no little blue lines beneath it to let me know I made a mistake. I have to have the conscious act of I made a mistake. And being able to recognize that represents what we have to do in our lives. Because otherwise, people write our stories for us. And right here in this little tiny lettering right above the ribbon, it reads, in the beginning. I love that. You know, it's the story. It's that one that you choose to write. My grandmother's a big influence in my life. We went to her house every single day. She was on the Civic League, and sometimes they would have pre-meetings at her house. So I understood the power of social activism and the responsibility of civic activism. When it's time to vote, you go vote. You have to literally jump into your civic life. You have to jump into citizenship. And it's like double dutch. It's like you have to catch it. And then when you do, you jump in, and sometimes you get hit by that rope. Did a piece called Far From Manna. It interviews with people as to what it's like living in a food desert, what things happen, what things don't happen, what are your greatest needs, what are your greatest fears. So I did things like I caught the bus because they told me about the number 4 bus would take them to the Food Lion. I saw the bus go by. I was like, Lord, you know, my first world, spoil yourself. I was slammed about to call an Uber. I had pulled up the app. I was like, oh, somebody's 7 minutes away, you know? And then I was like, they don't call an Uber. They have to wait for that next bus. So I stood out there with my few bags, you know, waiting for the bus. Imagine if I had for real amounts of groceries. How would I do this? What if I had small kids with me? How would I do this on a daily or weekly or monthly basis? And all of those things resulted in the painting that was like 54 by 84 inches because it needed to be large. This is for each artist and person whose mission is exposing personal, community, and global issues, working toward the progression of humanity. This is for each of you who's ever thought or dreamed of making a mark from birth, letting the world know you danced on this earth, even if only for a short while. This is for us. Too often we treat our history as rubble, something to forget, something to erase, something of which to be ashamed. But your history is your cornerstone. It's your birthright of existence, and you have to build on that. My job is to tell the story while I'm here.